Bis jetzt die Schmeie, Hilchos Tshuva, Shir number 35. Du is doing Tshuva, and we want to pass the din in a good way. Now, how should we do it? If there is some advice, some eitzah that Chazal suggests us that we could go through the tshuva in the easy way. So basically we have 4 points of tshuva. We saw in the Haftorah of Shuva Yisrael, Shabbos Shuva. Shuva, the Goyen explains it in Mishlei and Pasuk Umoideh ve'oizeiv Yerucham. If he admits and he leaves the chet Yerucham, Kadosh Baruch is going to have mercy Rachmanes on him. And the Goyen says, that's what we say in Shuva Yisrael. There was 4 parts in tshuva. It's charote, to have regrets and the Aveira we did, and Aziva Sachet, leaving the Chet, starting to go on a new way, Vidui, to confess, to say the Vidui, to say the words of Vidui, and Kabbalah, Allah Asit, to accept upon us a Kabbalah, the future, to act different. The Gaon says, this 4 parts of Tshuva says in the Pasuk of Shuva Yisrael, Shuva Yisrael is come back, return Yisrael. That's Aziva Sachet. Till today you was someplace else, you was someplace not good, and a not right way, and a not in a wrong direction. Leave that way, leave that path, and start going in a new way. Shuva Yisrael, come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return. Then, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Ad Hashem Elokecha says the Goyen that what means Ad Hashem? Charote. Regrets about the past, that's on Averas that we did, that's called Ad Hashem. Why that's called Ad Hashem? Being the going down from a Zoyar in Rus, that the closest place to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closest place that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our own heart. That's why Ad Hashem is Charote. Where the Charote happens? By us and our heart, right? That's Charote. I regret what I did. I express my regrets with, like the Rambam says, Tzorich lachzor befiv in yonois elu. You need to say with the mouth, Sanu mimitzvoisecho, mimishpatecho atoivim, veloi shavalanu. We left your good ways, your good mitzvahs, and it was not worth it. Yeah, that's what he says, Sanu mitzvoisecho, mimishpatecho atoivim, veloi shavalanu, because we need to say the charote. But the mitzvah of charote, the charote happens by our own heart when we feel sorry on what we did. We have the regrets in heart. That's why, because it happens in the heart of a person, that's called Ad Hashem. It's the closest that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Hashem. And then the going goes on and says, we continue saying, and after we saw, Kechu imachen devarim, take with you the words. What's the words? Vidui, the words of Vidui that we need to say. And Veshuvu El Hashem is come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kabbalah El Asid. From now on, going on and on and on, closer and closer and closer to Hashem Yisbarach by doing the Shuvu El Hashem. And then to come to Asher Becho Yerucham Yosoim, to come to the Rachmanes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has Rachmanes and a Yosoim. That's Moide Ve'oizev. If you admit and you Oizev and you leave the Aveire, okay, you acknowledge and you leave the bad way and start going in a good way, Yerucham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanes on us. That's Asher Becho Yerucham Yosef. It's interesting to see, the Goyen says over here that Shuvo Ad Hashem, so the Ad Hashem is Charote, because the heart, our own heart, is the closest place to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyen in Birkas Hashiveinu, the Sidur HaGro Ishe Yisrael, and Birkas Hashiveinu says very interesting words. He says, Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shim'i ben Kish. That's not the names of all the grandfathers of Mordechai HaTzadik. We see in Targum Sheni, we see in the Medrash, there was more generations between this Mordechai, his father, Yoir, his grandfather, Shim'i, his great-grandfather, Kish. There was more generations in the middle. Why only this name say? So the Gemara in Megillah tells us, Ben Yoir, He'ir Einayim Shal Yisrael. He lightened the eyes of Klal Yisrael with the nisim that he did for them, B'tfilasa, in his praying. Ben Shim'i, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened and heard as tfilas, what he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mordechai HaTzadik, Ben Kish, Shehikish al Dalsei Rachamim, he knocked on the doors of Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it opened up, and then came the Nes of Purim. That's the story of Mordechai HaTzadik. Says the Goyen, the Vilna Goyen, says, this is his words, Shnei She'arim bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. Two gates HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. Echad b'leiv hashamayim. One gate is the gate in heaven. Yeah, it's the heart of heaven. There is a gate, and that's a great one of the two gates HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The echad b'leiv ha'adam. And one gate is in the heart of a human being. So two gates HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. Ukshemakish al dalsei liboy. And when you knock on the door of your own heart, niftachim adlasois shebeshar hashamayim. Then opens up the doors of the gate that's in the heart of heaven. Vezehu tshuva le'ele, tshuva le'tate, tshuva milemalo, tshuva milemato. That's the deepness of tshuva, that tshuva comes from down up and from up down, that's the pnimius of tshuva, to open up the gates in our own heart for someone else, to see someone else, to feel someone else. That's the avoider of these days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Also bring Adam l'chaveiroi as a chana to the days of the day of Yom Kippur. And when we open up the our own heart, we open up the gate over there and we start to feel someone else, Ad Hashem. That's the closest that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and opens up the Sha'arei Shomayim Pesach, the Oitzorcha Atoiv Lonu Tiftach, and we'll have a Shnas Ge'ula V'Yeshua.